Missouri Net News is presented by State Technical College of Missouri. Small class sizes, state-of-the-art labs, industry expert instruction. State Tech is your best choice. Visit statetechmo.edu.
Good morning, I'm Jason Taylor. Missouri Democratic Congressman William Lacey Clay says he's filing a lawsuit against the U.S. Capitol architect who removed an award-winning painting from public display. The artwork by David Polfus of St. Louis was taken down after complaints from House Speaker Paul Ryan and other Republican Congress members over its content. Missouri Division of Tourism Director Don Lennon tells the House Budget Committee that tourism is a good investment in the state.
In FY16, every dollar invested in our budget generated $92 in additional tourism expenditures and importantly returned $3.98 in state tax revenues back to the state of Missouri, an ROI of nearly 4-1.
Lennon testifies that Missouri tourism produced a $16 billion economic impact in fiscal year 2016 with 41 million visitors. Governor Eric Greitens' proposed budget reduces the Tourism Commission's budget from $25 to $21 million. The mother of a Springfield girl who was murdered and the suspect's family are scheduled to testify before a Missouri House committee today in Jefferson City. Brian Houseworth reports.
Authorities say 10-year-old Haley Owens was kidnapped and murdered in Springfield in February 2014. Craig Wood is charged with first-degree murder, kidnapping, rape, and sodomy, and is scheduled to go on trial in Greene County on October the 23rd. Springfield State Representative Curtis Trent has filed a bill to streamline Missouri's Amber Alert system. It's called Haley's Law, and the House Crime Prevention Committee will hear the bill this morning at the State House. The bill would also require the Amber Alert System Oversight Committee to meet at least annually. The current law says the committee should regularly review the Amber Alert system, but does not specify what regularly means. Representative Trent tells Missouri Net he expects Haley Owens' mother and Craig Wood's family to be in Jefferson City to testify for his bill. Brian Helsworth, Missouri Net.
A 65-year-old missing woman with dementia found safe in West St. Louis County last night. Police say 65-year-old Shirley Brown last seen about 5:30 p.m. Sunday before being located. State lawmakers are looking at a proposal to require future governors to publicly disclose donations they receive for their inaugural activities. The measure is a response to Republican Governor Eric Greitens' inaugural last month in which he identified benefactors but not the amount of their contributions. House Democrat Mark Ellenbrock of Liberty says his proposal doesn't retroactively force Greitens to report those donations.
The problem with that is that would be unfairly prejudicial, I think, to Greitens if it were made to be retroactive, but only retroactive for one election.
Many of Greitens' inaugural donors have interest in legislation before lawmakers this session, including Uber, the vehicle for hire company, which offered free service in Jefferson City on inaugural day. And police still looking for a St. Louis man who abducted his infant son from the child's mother. After the incident triggered an Amber Alert, the man left the baby with a woman he'd been in contact with at a gas station. Jason Taylor, Missouri Net.